USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the Senate confirmation hearings continue for U.S. Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson, she was questioned by Republican U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee in light of the growing controversy surrounding biological males who identify as females.
Can I provide a definition?
No.
Yeah, I can't.
You can't?
Not in this context.
So
I'm not a biologist.
The meaning of the word woman is so unclear and controversial that you can't give me a definition?
Senator, in my work as a judge, what I do is I address disputes. If there's a dispute about a definition, people make arguments, and I look at the law.
As the Senate confirmation hearings continue, President Joe Biden is headed to Europe as he tries to keep NATO allies and other European partners united against Russian President Vladimir Putin and his invasion of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
We're out of the brand name, but we do have the generic version of that.
Serene's Pharmacy can't keep up with allergy season.
Who's next in line?
They need certified technicians to alleviate the headache.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry for the wait. We'll have your prescription filled soon. I need some help.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Poland has ordered the expulsion of 45 Russians whom the government identifies as intelligence officers using their diplomatic status as cover to operate inside the country. Poland's internal security agency said it's asked for the foreign ministry to urgently remove the Russians who are described as a danger to Poland's security from the country. They haven't given a specific reason for why the alleged spies are being expelled, but suggested that they pose an extremely grave threat at a time that Poland is accepting large numbers of refugees from Ukraine. Former Trump advisor Paul Manafort was removed from a plane at Miami International Airport before it took off for Dubai because he was carrying a revoked passport. Detective Alvaro Zabaleta confirmed that Manafort was removed from the Emirates airline flight without incident. Manafort led former President Donald Trump's campaign during the 2016 presidential race, but left in August of that year after revelations about his business dealings in Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
While unemployment rates around the country continue to go down, New York has no such luck.
Persistent unemployment is taking a bite out of New York City's post-pandemic recovery. As many offices remain largely empty, the latest statistics from the Labor Department in New York State put the city's seasonal adjusted unemployment rate at 7.6%. That's nearly double the national average of 4%. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Gas prices are down another penny. Today's decline brings the national average price for regular down to $4.23 a gallon, according to AAA. And the statewide average is now below $4 a gallon in 16 states, led by Kansas and Missouri, where the statewide average is $3.76 a gallon. Drivers in California are still seeing the highest prices in the nation at $5.87 a gallon. Billionaire philanthropist Mackenzie Scott revealed that she's now donated nearly $4 billion to 465 nonprofits, confirming the gifts that the groups have been announcing on their own for months. The announcement brings Scott's publicly disclosed donations to more than $12 billion since 2019, including the announcement of a $436 million donation to Habitat for Humanity International to create affordable housing. That donation is the largest publicly disclosed gift from Scott and her husband, Dan Jewett, so far. Also, Planned Parenthood Federation of America received their largest gift ever at $275 million from Scott. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.